WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after six. It's 76 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Yesterday's Bryan City Council workshop included a review of last week's decision by the Brazos Valley Groundwater Management District to review the council's decision to study the relocation of water to city aquifers.
Mike Sutherland's comments came after the Groundwater Board last week voted 3-1 to hire an outside lawyer to review the council's decision.
They voted to pursue an attorney to investigate whether or not they could sue the city of Bryan.
The general manager of the Groundwater District, Alan Day, says hiring another lawyer was not a step towards legal action.
I want to stress that this is not about the city of Bryan or anyone else. It's about the source water being used for the ASR project.
Groundwater Board member Tom McDonald of Bryan voted no because the motion did not contain any language that the hiring was not for litigation purposes.
And that's very important in my point of view because sending a message that hiring an additional attorney in contemplation of litigation is a good way to start some protracted, expensive, and useless litigation.
Groundwater District Board members who voted for the additional legal review represent the city of College Station in Robertson County. A fifth board member who represents Brazos County agricultural interests recused himself and did not vote. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
The Bryan Fire Department is the recipient of two grants, which will provide funding for more firefighters and new equipment. Fire Chief Randy McGregor says the SAFER grant provides funding for six firefighters' salaries and benefits for 2 years.
And we're going to be able to increase our staffing, which has been a goal of ours since the Knights of Columbus Hall fire, to get four firefighters on each truck. So we've been adding over the years to get there. This will significantly advance us in that goal to reach that. So we're very excited about that.
McGregor says the second grant will be used to purchase 72 pairs of wildland firefighter protective clothing, strengthening the department's response capabilities. McGregor says the department has applied for these grants in the past, but this is the first time they have received both. A former Bryan police chief has died. According to the funeral notice of Joe Elliser, he was the youngest chief in the state when he was promoted at the age of 24.
We had Chief Martin, who died in a plane accident. And then Chief Guzman took over for a very short time. And then right after that, Chief Elliser was appointed police chief. And at the time, his salary was $500 a month.
Officer Kelly McKeithen says one of Elliser's son-in-laws is College Station Police Lieutenant Greg Leith, and one of Elliser's grandsons is Navasota Police Chief Justin Leith. After 18 years as chief, Elliser spent 11 years with the Texas Alcoholic Beverage Commission. A Houston woman stopped by College Station police in June as admitted to drunk driving for the sixth time. The Brazos County District Attorney's Office says 57-year-old Barbara Kane was sentenced to 4 years in prison. Kane's blood alcohol level was 0.257, more than three times the legal limit. With 2 years remaining of serving 10 years probation for possessing child pornography, a former Texas A&M student arrested by university police admits to multiple violations. According to the DA's office, that resulted in a six-year prison term for 30-year-old Rolando Patlin. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 6. It's 76 degrees. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Did you know that Aggieland Carpet One Floor and Home is part of a cooperative?
Being a co-op means that Aggieland Carpet One Floor and Home is a local business that is owned and operated right here, and it's part of a network of other independent stores just like it. We have the buying power of over 1,000 stores and give you the best exclusive products at competitive prices. We give back by supporting our veterans and local schools.
Come see us today at Aggieland Carpet One, next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Pioneer Steel, Schulte Roofing, Prosperity Bank, Atkinson Toyota, Hargrove Insurance, and Cherry Rufino Realtors.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Good morning. Let's check some weather at 6:10. It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
We certainly moved some moisture into the state. We've got some patchy cloudiness this morning, and we're actually seeing a little bit of shower activity on the radar across the state as well. Partly sunny today. The chance for a shower or a thunderstorm activity today will be isolated, 90 to 95. Any storms diminish tonight. We're partly cloudy overnight, 70 to 75. Partial sun tomorrow. There could be a storm later in the day, 90 to 95. It'll change through Friday. Partial sun, the risk of a storm, 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620. WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, Zach Taylor checks in with OC Noel Mazzoni in your Aggie football report. The A&M volleyball team takes on Texas tonight for the first time since 2013. And in the MLB, the Rangers win another one in Houston as they take down the Astros once again. All the details are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go. So let me see. We got like a 20% chance of showers today. I saw it rained in some places yesterday.
I got rained on a little.
Yeah, just but anyhow, we'll see. It's so 20% tomorrow. 50% on ring day over at A&M.
Yahoo!
Friday they get their ring. Yeah, you know, that's mostly an indoor activity anyway.
Not really though.
No, actually there's so many people who are here.
Exactly. Yeah, there's so many people, and getting your ring inside the building is obviously an indoor activity, but you're outside most of the time trying to take pictures and do all that.
Yep, finding your friends to show you their ring. Yep. You'll see how that works out. Anyway, 40% and a high of probably about 90. 20% chance of rain Friday night, 40% on Saturday, and then 30% on Sunday is the way they're looking. And right now, the wind's out of the north at about 6 miles an hour. So, Bruce Dewey, he's 36. He's just from England. Doesn't matter where. Anyhow, he's leading police on a high-speed chase during rush hour traffic when he decided that he just had enough. So the police had used stop sticks to try and stop him. I guess those are the road spike thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, that didn't work. In fact, he managed to lose them for a while. Finally, he picked up his cell phone and he dialed 999, which is the British equivalent of 911.
Mm-hmm.
Operator picks up the phone and he just told the operator, would you just have the police stop chasing me?
I have an emergency. Yeah. The police are chasing me.
Yeah, did it work?
No, it didn't, as a matter of fact. They finally arrested him for damaging police cars, unsafe driving, driving without a license, driving without insurance, and it says here some other stuff. I don't know necessarily what that would be, but he's facing 15 months in jail. And I've never heard them doing that on this side of the pond, but, I mean, why not just call 911 and say they're chasing me?
Yeah.
Chasing me.
Info.
Mason.
And I want them to stop because I don't want to drive fast.
This is an emergency.
Being chased, yeah. Serious news.
Without insurance, without a license, I somehow feel
other stuff
threatened.
I feel threatened.
And other stuff, whatever that happens to be. Good for him.
Deals are cropping up at Normanton Tractor. That means up to $4,500 in rebates on Kubota tractors, RTVs, and mowers. And get lower prices and larger cash rebates, zero down financing, zero APR on the largest selection of farm and ranch equipment. Like the new Kubota L2501 F25 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor, 5-foot Land Pride shredder, 5-foot Land Pride box blade with teeth for $13,595, minus a $1,500 cash rebate and a $1,500 two-implement rebate. Pay cash of $10,595 and have it delivered today. Build your own package deal with the help of the Normandy Tractor team. And don't forget, Normandy Tractor has a large selection of trailers to bring your new tractor home. Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor ask, why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these? Normandy Tractor has financing to fit any budget. Experience the excellence of Kubota at the award-winning Normandy Tractor in Normandy, Texas, corner of Highway 39 and OSR, or online at normandytractor.com. Remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
News Talk 1620 WTAW at 6:15. It's September the 4th, the 14th. It's 258th day. Got 108 of them to go. It's Eat a Hoagie Day.
Okay.
Which is a Subway or a Grinder or a, you know, there are other.
A Grinder?
Names.
I've never heard that
before.
Yeah,
up in the Northeast, sometimes they call them Grinders. Okay. So anyway, but it's, you know, a sandwich bigger than your hand.
Right.
It's a cream-filled donut day.
Okay.
Mm. Yeah. I'm on a diet, Scott.
That's right. I'm just saying, though, I mean, after the first one, really?
Yeah.
What are you going to do with the other 11 that you bought or whatever?
Right.
Yeah.
And, now, and again, it could be, I guess that could also be like an eclair, which is
right.
kind of a...
Yeah, as a kid, I was never a fan of Bavarian cream-filled
yeah,
donuts.
Again, it's... you eat it slowly, I think. I don't think you really scarf that down. Any kind of cream, any kind of filled donut.
Oh,
really.
Yeah. You try to scarf that and it gets all over your shirt.
Yeah, yeah, it can
there,
be messy.
Right. Yep. And it's National Coloring Day.
Oh, okay.
Well, I guess we talked about that a couple of months ago, how you know, grown-ups are doing that now, that it can be very relaxing.
I mean, I saw like where they have the magazines at the grocery store right there at the checkout line.
Yeah.
An adult coloring book.
Yeah,
and
actually, and, one of the other DJs on Maverick there has an adult coloring book that's full of phrases you can't really say on the radio.
Oh, I've heard of that. Yeah,
really,
I've heard of that.
But it's she considers
but it looks pretty
cathartic. Yeah.
But you, what, you color the words?
Uh-huh.
Or?
It's got, like, words and designs. Oh, really? All, yeah.
Adult, it's a, it takes adult coloring to a whole new level.
I guess so. Yeah. That's really, hey, look what I drew. Nah, it's okay, really. It's all right.
It's not something you want to show everybody.
Right. Well, and again, you know, using pencils rather than crayons. Mm-hmm. And so that's a deal now. All right, here we go. We got birthdays.
We got birthdays. Jessica Brown Findlay is 27. She plays Lady Sybil on Downton Abbey.
Oh, okay. Well, good. Well, is that over or are they got another year?
I don't know. You know, I've never actually watched
sure.
it. I know it's pronounced Downton, but we call it Downtown.
Yes, we do.
Ryan Sutter is 42. He's the firefighter who won Trista Wren's heart on The Bachelorette. The only couple in Bachelor and Bachelorette history to stay together.
They were the first.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, is that right? They were the
like
very first one.
The original so. Episode. Yeah, uh-huh. or original right. season. Yeah,
yeah they've got two kids together. Pretty cool. Right. Andrew Lincoln is 43. He plays Rick on The Walking Dead, soap opera with zombies.
Yeah.
Kimberly Williams Paisley is 45. That's she's been in a lot of movies and everything and is also married to, of course, Brad Paisley.
Okay, yeah.
Tyler Perry, 47.
Ah.
He's responsible for the Madea movies and all that. And I think he played Baxter Stockman in the newest Ninja Turtles movie. Faith Ford is 52.
From Murphy Brown a long time ago.
Oh, okay.
And also she was in a show called Hope and Faith, but she played Hope, not Faith.
Oh,
so,
interesting.
Yeah. Melissa Leo is 56. She won the Academy Award for Best Supporting Actress for her role as Alice Ward in The Fighter.
Okay.
Mary Crosby is 57. What did she do, Scott?
I don't know. She shot JR.
That's right.
Yay,
she sure did.
Okay.
Morton Harkett is 57. He's the singer from Aha. Take on Me.
Yeah. The one-hit wonders that they were.
Yeah, and he's the only singer. I guess he's the only guy in the band.
Okay.
Country singer John Barry is 57. Your Love Amazes Me, that guy. John Bowser Bauman from Sha-na-na is 69.
Hey, hey.
Aha and Sha-na-na.
Yeah. Exactly. Sam Neill is 69.
Jurassic Park.
Yeah, as well as a bunch of other stuff, too. Walter Koenig is 80. He played Chekhov.
Yeah.
On Star Trek, and that's 80. What I got. Yeah, he's 80. 80 today.
Okay, Joey Heatherton, who was a dancer a long, long time ago. She's a 72 today. All right, there we are. It's 6:19.
The truth and nothing but. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Fallout from Hillary Clinton's health scare at the 9/11 memorial service continues after new claims that she was wearing anti-seizure sunglasses and that she had had a medical professional with her taking her pulse during the incident. Gateway Pundit points out that Hillary was wearing sunglasses recommended for seizure patients, writing that blue lenses are frequently used to reduce the light intake of epileptics and prevent seizures. Now, the Daily Mail reported that the same doctor who diagnosed Hillary with pneumonia last Friday appears to be photographed with the presidential candidate by her side taking her pulse. Well, the Clinton campaign denies that, but don't worry. Hillary told Anderson Cooper she's met a high standard of transparency when it all comes to her health records, and she doesn't think her illness is a big deal. And after all, she gets to decide.
Keeping you on the straight path. Later today, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Governor Gary Johnson, candidate for President of the United States, and I approve this message. If a Democrat is elected president, if a Republican is elected president, in 4 years, we will still be at war. America will be 4 years deeper in debt. We will have four more years of rising taxes, bigger government, crony capitalism instead of free markets, and less freedom. How do we know this? Because that's what both parties keep delivering. If you're an optimist, you know that one day America will have its act together. One day we won't be at war. One day taxes will be fair. One day our social and economic challenges will be conquered. Not by force, but by cooperation and mutual respect. To the independent majority of Americans who feel as I do, I say, why wait one more day?
Our best America yet. Johnson Weld, 2016.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2016.
You're invited to the 21st Annual Brazos County Cattle Barons Ball, Saturday, October 15th at Coulter Airfield, 6:30 p.m. to midnight. Enjoy an evening of live music by this year's headliner, recording artist Mark Chestnut, a tasty dinner, signature cocktails, live and silent auctions, games, plus tons of other fun you'll have to see for yourself. Support the American Cancer Society, save lives by helping people stay well and get well in the fight against cancer. It's the 21st Annual Brazos County Cattle Barons Ball at Coulter Airfield.
Many of us have fond memories of crowding around the television set with our families for our favorite shows at one point or another in our lives. For many of us, TGIF in particular brings up recollections of a happier time. What if you could take it a step further and watch your favorite shows in one of the houses of your favorite shows? I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is A Bit of Info. With the recent Netflix series Fuller House, fans of the original Full House were offered the opportunity to be awash with nostalgia as we enjoyed the continued adventures of the original cast and their new families. But one thing that didn't change, however, were the shots of that iconic San Francisco house. Now, the inside of the house, of course, was merely a set on a soundstage, but for almost 30 years, the visage of the Tanner's domicile graced our screens in its original run and syndication alike. Well, now you can rent that very house. That is, if you want to move to San Francisco for some reason. There is one other caveat, if that wasn't enough. The owner is renting it for $13,950 a month. Couple that with the $4 million price tag the home sold for last month, and it's safe to say the Tanner family could never afford it. On the bright side, you don't have to jump through hoops to find the listing. It's available on Craigslist. If you happen to be interested, the home contains 3 bedrooms, 3.5 baths, a private backyard, and a 1-car garage. But you do have to sign a 1-year lease, which means you're committing to at least $167,400 just to live there for a year. If none of that turns you away and you're running to your keyboard now, congratulations. You're officially a super fan. Good luck on your new purchase. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this has been A Bit of Info.
Jennifer Kashinko with Your Money Now. Samsung plans to issue a software update for its recalled Galaxy Note 7 smartphones that will prevent them from overheating by limiting battery recharges to 60%. A South Korean newspaper carried a Samsung advertisement announcing the software update, which will start on September 20th for the South Korean users, but it's unclear when the update may be issued overseas and if it will be forced on existing Note 7 phones. Investment in the world's oil and gas fields has tumbled for 2 years running and the longest period of retrenchment in energy spending in almost half a century. The International Energy Agency says oil and gas field spending fell 25% last year and is set to drop another 24% in 2016. A new poll suggests most Americans are willing to pay a little more each month to fight global warming, but only a little. A new AP poll finds 57% say they'd be willing to pay $1 more a month on their electric bill to fight climate change. On Wall Street, futures higher. That's Your Money Now.
In business, risks and rewards come with every decision, like moving to the cloud with Office 365. While its benefits include anywhere access and lower costs, cyber threats and user errors can quickly wipe out data and the money you save. Barracuda Essentials for Office 365 provide an added layer of security and functionality for threat protection, email migration, data recovery, and quality of service. Move securely to Office 365. Visit barracuda.com/essentials to learn more.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
They came in and recommended a carbon filter system, and that has been amazing for me. It's taken away all the dust, which is crazy because living out in the country, we have tons of dust just from our gravel road, and we have cattle, so all of that comes in. So they come in once a year and change out that filter, and it's great.
Call Barker's Heating and Cooling, 979-314-0618. Barker's, the premier Linux dealer in Bryan College Station.
Good morning, we're at 626, Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Here's our weather brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com. About 92 for a high temperature today, maybe some showers. Winds will be out of the northeast at 5 to 10 miles an hour. They're telling us any storms would be in the afternoon, and only got a 20% chance. Tonight, 74 will be our low. Be in the lower 90s next couple of days, and actually when we get to the weekend, may not even make 90. As far as chances of rain are concerned, 50% is where it tops out on Friday during the day, and then 40% on Saturday, and down to 30% on Sunday. Currently winds out of the north at 6, 94% relative humidity, fair skies. We got 76 out there.
High-speed internet. Everyone needs high-speed internet for banking, shopping, email, Facebook, and the list goes on. If you need fast, high-speed internet in the city or in the country, there is only one phone call you need to make. Call Starfire at 979-279-2788. Again, that's 979-279-2788. The satellite professionals at Starfire offer super fast, high-speed internet with unlimited data usage. This high-speed internet is available in the city and the country. Starfire also offers Dish Network or DirecTV for all your television watching needs. If you are looking for high-speed internet or great television programming at the best possible prices, call Starfire today at 979-279-2788. Again, that's 979-279-2788, or look them up online at StarfireSatellite.com. Again, StarfireSatellite.com. Serving the Brazos Valley since 1984.
It's hard to be persuasive with facts and figures. There's something else that works so much better. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know, coming up.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some urgent news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from PBS host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we're about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-885-5757 now to get your personalized copy rushed to you today. Do you want to avoid mistakes baby boomers and seniors can make when they buy annuities? Those mistakes now could be costly later to you and your family. Call 800-885-5757. That's 800-885-5757. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
When you want to persuade and make your case, the tendency is to present facts and figures. But here's the problem.
We're not wired to make sense of facts. We don't really know what to do with them, and they don't tend to penetrate.
Lisa Cron, author of the book Wired for Story, says you'll always be more convincing if you tell a story.
That feeling that you get when a story grabs you, that feeling where you just really are lost in the story, is actually a dollop of dopamine, of the neurotransmitter for pleasure. And it is your brain's reward for being curious and then satisfying that curiosity.
Everyone loves a good story.
Watch in any kind of a presentation, if we're talking about business, and when someone says, let me tell you a story, the body language in the entire room changes. People relax, they lean forward, because we all know how good story makes us feel. We're now completely completely open to whatever information the presenter wants to give us, because they're giving it to us in a context that makes us feel something.
So if you want to be convincing, you'll always do better telling a story than presenting concepts.
When you put facts into story, they stick. They penetrate. Concepts don't penetrate because we don't know what to do with them.
Visit our brand new website and enter to win a $100 Amazon gift card at somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. It's 76 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health, prepared for minor emergencies to major trauma. CHI St. Joseph Health is always ready. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. The City of Bryan and the Brazos Valley Groundwater Management District remain at odds over the City Council's decision last month to do a $2 million study of moving water into city wells.
Last week, the Groundwater District voted to hire an outside lawyer to review the Council's action. General Manager Alan Day said hiring another lawyer was not a step towards legal action.
They directed us to go out, get additional legal counsel for legal opinions, for further research, so that the board can clearly know what their options are. They want to be fully educated on where they are so that they can make the proper decisions going forward.
One member of the groundwater board voted no. Tom McDonald of Bryan says it had to do with what was not in the motion.
The motion didn't contain any language explicitly stating that the addition of an attorney, in other words, hiring another attorney to work with the staff counsel that we already have, was not for litigation purposes.
And during yesterday's council workshop, Mike Sutherland said the groundwater board's decision amounted to investigate whether to sue the city. Sutherland also said the city staff presentation to the board fell on deaf ears.
Dr. Barfink had some very professional presentations on some technical issues about calculating the actual level of the groundwater in our story in the aquifers, and they had some very salient points and some proof and some pretty good well-known data elements that they used, but the board just totally overlooked that.
Board members representing Robertson County and the City of College Station voted for hiring another lawyer. A fifth board member who recused himself and did not vote represents Brazos County agricultural interest. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The Bryan Fire Department is strengthening its response capabilities with funding from two grants. Fire Chief Randy McGregor says one grant will fund 72 pairs of wildland firefighter protective clothing, which is lighter than traditional gear.
It's designed for wildland response, and we have those type of events here. It's going to make our folks a little bit more effective and not having to wear such a heavy gear. Better protection, and make them more efficient.
McGregor says the second grant will fund the addition of six firefighters, including salary and benefits, for 2 years. He says this means having four firefighters on each truck.
Four on every truck is the national recommendation, and we're trying to meet that. And by doing so, again, it's just more staffing on the scene. We can get more tests done quicker during emergency operations. So, therefore, it's just going to help us to resolve these issues quicker, keep us safer, as well as better serve and keep the public safer.
McGregor says this is their first year to receive both grants, which are open to departments across the country. The patriarch of a Brazos Valley family of police officers has died. Retired Bryan Police Chief Joe Elliser was 24, the youngest in the state, when he was promoted in 1962. One of Elliser's son-in-laws is College Station Police Lieutenant Greg Leith, and one of Elliser's grandsons is Navasota Police Chief Justin Leith. Officer Kelly McKeithen says Elliser served 18 years as chief at a starting salary of $500 a month.
There's not anyone here that works here now that actually worked with Chief Elliser, but some of our retirees have, and nothing but good things to say about him from what I hear.
Elliser later spent 11 years with the Texas Alcoholic Beverage Commission. Service arrangements for Joe Elliser, who died at the age of 78, are through Sam Houston Memorial Funeral Home in Huntsville. A former Texas A&M student arrested by university police 10 years ago for possessing child pornography is headed to prison. The Brazos County District Attorney's Office reports 30-year-old Rolando Patlin abided by terms of his probation for 8 years. With 2 years remaining, he failed to participate in a court-ordered polygraph examination After Patlin was found, he admitted to multiple violations that resulted in receiving a 6-year prison term for downloading images to his cell phone, his dormitory computer, and a PlayStation. The 6th drunk driving conviction of a Houston woman came after her daughter called College Station 911 telling police to stop and arrest her mother. Prosecutors say 57-year-old Barbara Kane was also out on bond on 2 other DWI charges from Fort Bend County, where she was arrested in June. After Kane pleaded guilty to her 6th DWI, she was sentenced to 4 years. Her blood alcohol level was more than 3 times the legal limit at 0.257. Kane is awaiting trial on the DWI charges in Fort Bend County. Texas business leaders are urging the state legislature to take a close look at what's going on in North Carolina. The governing body of college sports has pulled 7 championships from the state, citing a controversial law that bans transgender people from choosing the restroom of their choice. Chris Wallace, who heads the Texas Association of Business, doesn't want to see that happen to Texas.
We're very proud to be Texans. You know, we want to showcase that to the entire world. So why go there and bring up these types of issues that, you know, portray us as unwelcoming?
He says Texas leaders need to think about the impact of San Antonio, which is hosting the college basketball championship in 2018. WTAW News Time is 6:36. It's 76 degrees. Text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. More news at 7 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
In life, you can't always prepare for the unexpected, but you can turn to the hospital that's always ready. For 80 years, CHI St. Joseph Health has served as the region's premier health system, and now we're expanding our commitment through our new Emergency and Trauma Center at our leading regional hospital. With larger private rooms and shorter wait times, we're prepared for anything from minor emergencies to major trauma. There's a reason CHI St. Joseph Health is the highest level trauma center in the region. We're always ready.
Are you thinking about building a new home or maybe moving to the country? Have you found that home site you love? Let Brenham National Bank help make your dreams come true. We're experts in land, construction, and long-term mortgage financing. If you're ready to buy that lot, build a new home, or find long-term financing, ask us to help. Brenham National Bank. We make banking fun. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
You're invited to the 21st annual Brazos County Cattle Barons Ball, Saturday, October 15th at Coulter Airfield, 6:30 p.m. to midnight. Enjoy an evening of live music by this year's headliner, recording artist Mark Chestnut, a tasty dinner, signature cocktails, live and silent auctions, games, plus tons of other fun you'll have to see for yourself. Support the American Cancer Society, save lives by helping people stay well and get well in the fight against cancer. It's the 21st annual Brazos County Cattle Barons Ball at Coulter Airfield.
Your company's copiers and printers are essential to employee productivity. Don't lose valuable time due to unreliable office equipment. CTWP is the Brazos Valley's source for digital office products. CTWP carries a full line of black and white and color multifunctional imaging systems from the best equipment manufacturers in the world. And we provide reliable service and support for all of our products. Keep your business running smoothly with CTWP. Call 979-587-6435 or visit ctwp.com today.
Hi, Bubba Dixon here, your friend at Tom Light Chevrolet. It's that time again, model year closeout time. The absolute best time of the year to save on remaining 2016 Chevy cars, trucks, and SUVs in stock. For example, right now get $13,400 off a new 2016 Silverado Crew Cab LTZ Z71. That's right, over $13,000 in total savings on the pickup powerful enough to tackle even the toughest jobs. Towing, hauling, off-roading, you name it, this truck does it. And with the most competitive internet pricing around at TomLight.com, you don't have to search all over the map to find an excellent closeout deal. We've got it right here off North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan. So come see for yourself why since 1972, all roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet. Chevy, find new roads.
Stock number 58509, 55425 MSRP, less 4532 dealer discount, less 8868 bonus tag with approved credit. TTNL Extra expires 9/30/16. See dealer for details.
Here we go. Coming up on 6:40. Good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for 30 years. They also do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Moisture will continue to ease its way into the state from the Gulf of Mexico. Will be partly sunny today with a high of 90 to 95. There is the potential for a shower or a storm later today. If showers or storms end during the evening, it turns partly cloudy overnight, 70 to 75. Sun and clouds tomorrow, the chance for a shower or a storm, highs 90 to 95. Friday's partly sunny with a chance for a shower or storm, highs Friday 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, in your Aggie football report, Zach Taylor has audio from offensive coordinator Noel Mazzoni. Texas A&M volleyball faces Texas tonight, and in Major League Baseball, with another win last night, the AL West leading Rangers improved their record to 15-3 against the Astros. All the details are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go. We'll talk to Bill Flores in about an hour. He talked about the IRS commissioner needing to be impeached. So, hello. having a party. Anyway, about the commissioner of the IRS being impeached, we'll see. There's been a move about that.
Oh.
In the meantime, apparently there were no Houston Texans or Dallas Cowboys who took a knee during the national anthem over the weekend.
That's right.
But there has been some controversy, and one Texas official has taken his frustration out over those athletes. That would be Texas Agriculture Commissioner Sid Miller, posting on Facebook, announcing that he will not watch any more games until athletes are required to stand for the national anthem. In his post, he has, quote, had it with players who, quote, disrespect to our flag, our national anthem, and our country.
Well, Sid won't be watching any football this season.
Nah, probably
they're
right.
Never going to require anyone to stand.
A group of middle schoolers who were playing for the Beaumont Bills in the Bay Area Football League took a knee during the national anthem on Saturday, so just letting you know.
Yeah, I've heard it's definitely trickled down to the high school and the middle schools as well.
Because those kids understand it as much as we do.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Now, you heard that, and we had a Texas perspective on the National Collegiate Athletic Association's decision to move 7 championship events out of North Carolina.
And this is including all men's basketball tournament games.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
And this is, I mean, that state, that is a basketball state.
It is. It's important to them.
Yeah.
That's for sure. Now, of course, it's that silly law that requires people to use public restrooms that correspond to their gender at birth.
Yep.
Proverbial no-brainer, says Mark Emmert, who's the president of the NCAA. He said this is an issue to an issue that's fundamental to higher education. College sports is conducted inside a university or college context. These are our students. Fairness and inclusion are at the heart of what the NCAA does and what universities do. For our university presidents, this was a proverbial no-brainer.
Well, and you've got NCAA athletes that are transgender.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it makes sense for the NCAA to do that, in my mind.
Yeah. And we had so the story we have is that Texas needs to be really careful.
Right.
Because we got, what do you say, San Antonio?
San Antonio in 2018 is supposed to host the NCAA championship men's.
So there. So remember that the inclusiveness of inclusion is included in that inclusiveness so that they can all be included in the inclusiveness.
Well, it's just, you know, just like the sitting down for the anthem thing, you know, look at all the progress it's making. Good job. It's raised so much awareness for things we already know.
Well, right. Yeah, when we talked about this the first time around, okay, the bathroom is one thing, but then you start talking locker rooms and just it's quite a slope. So we'll see. What else? Hillary's going back, or somebody who looks like her.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that, yeah. When you came and told me about it, I read about it later on in the day, and I saw some pretty convincing pictures to the theory
we'll see what happens.
I don't know.
If you needed one more chapter that this is a presidential race like none other in history, you got it.
Yeah.
One more. Yeah, that may not be her. So we'll see.
Rumors of a body double.
Mm-hmm.
This one right here is shocking. Here we go.
Vulnerable to fraud. That's what a government watchdog group says about the Affordable Care Act. In a report released Monday, the Government Accountability Office said its investigators were able to get taxpayer-subsidized coverage for fake enrollees despite brand new safeguards against fraud on the insurance exchanges.
Wait a minute. The government came up with something that is, quote, wrought with fraud.
What?
And even after they fixed it, it still is.
No.
I am shocked.
Shocked.
When does it end? How did it ever get started? How did we actually have federal money being wasted?
I am so surprised.
I sure hope we get to the bottom of this.
This has never happened before.
It hasn't. It's just frightening, just scary, the fact that would happen. All right.
I'm hoping one of these rumored end of the world days is coming soon.
Yeah, you know, I haven't checked.
I just can't live in a world like this.
I know the fact that the federal government may have put together a program that is rife with fraud, and even after they fixed it, it still is.
Wasn't one of them supposed to be the 12th or something that the world was supposed to end?
Yeah, well, we missed that one. That's okay. We'll have to look at it. When is the next?
I think the 20.
Why don't you Google when is the next date the world is supposed to end?
Hey, in the meantime, an interesting text.
Okay.
I think the NCAA needs to worry about cleaning up their own house before lecturing others about theirs.
And you know that really is true.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when you consider, and I think the guy who's the North Carolina president or head of North Carolina GOP, a spokesperson. That's it. Pretty much ripped him on this thing. He said the decision is an assault to female athletes across the nation. If you're unwilling to have women's bathrooms and locker rooms, how do you have women's teams? I wish the NCAA was this concerned about women who were raped at Baylor. Oops!
Oh,
dang!
Wow.
Yeah, perhaps the NCAA should stop with their political peacocking and instead focus their energies on making sure that our nation's collegiate athletes are safe, both on the field and off.
The gauntlets have been thrown down.
Okay, there you go.
And you wonder how much of this was just also in response to the NBA pulling out of the All-Star Week and, you know, NCAA saying, oh, we can come out too. So, I don't know, but interesting.
It is. Why can't we just play ball? All right, 647.
Building a home is a big decision, but it doesn't have to be a big hassle. Hi, I'm Jared Marriott, and I like to introduce Classic Homes by Marriott. We understand the importance of turnkey solutions, budget constraints, and the idea of true customization. We can simplify your home building experience. We're with you every step of the way from blueprint to move-in, and we'll ensure that you have a home to fit your family needs and budget. Classic Homes by Marriott, backed by our family guarantee and the Marriott tradition of excellence. Call us at 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producers Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producers Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, September 17th, learn all about feeding molasses products. Liquid feed and cooked molasses tubs have advantages and disadvantages. We'll cover the benefits and also discuss year-round feeding this week at Producers. Producers, on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Most of the really serious insect pests that trouble Texas landscape and garden plants reach their population peaks in the summertime. A few lag behind, however, and these are the ones that we need to watch for as temperatures fall and autumn sets in. Let's make a list in an effort to keep ahead of the bugs, the fall insects of which you need to beware. Is that good grammar? I'll have details right after this message. When people think of Mueller, they think of quality steel buildings and durable metal roofing. But the name Mueller means so much more. It means you'll have a product manufactured by Mueller, including in-house engineers to help design the building of your dreams. It means you'll have a company in business for more than 80 years standing behind your warranty. It also means you'll get tons of added value, such as roofing site visits, forklift delivery, and a Mueller assurance team ready to help you along the way. And Mueller's on the cutting edge, designing and manufacturing new products, like their greenhouses and standing seam roofing panels. To find out more about Mueller products, go to MuellerInc.com. That's MuellerInc.com. Or give them a call at 877-2-MUELLER. That's 877-2-MUELLER. Or certainly you're invited to stop by any of their 32 locations today. Mueller means more. Fall webworms are common on pecans, persimmons, and mulberries. They're quite similar to the eastern tent caterpillars that web all over those same trees in late spring and summer. The easiest way to eradicate them is with a long-handled pole pruner. If you cut small webs out before they fully engulf their limbs, you can minimize the damage and bad looks. You can spray for them by using a general-purpose insecticide such as malathion, but you'll need to mix in a couple of drops of liquid detergent to help the spray penetrate into the webs. It's too much trouble. Prune them out. Ignore them. I don't care what you do. It's not worth spraying them. Fall webworms. Grubworm damage may begin to show up in your turf if the lawn is weakening, turning yellow, and if you can pull on it and it comes loose easily from the runners, from the soil, runners and all, like a bad toupee, then that's grubworm damage and you need to apply Merit or one of the other general purpose turf insecticides. They're hard to control if you wait much longer. When you apply the insecticide, water it in deeply. Most lawns do not have grubworm damage. If you're raising a fall garden or if you've planted new annuals for fall, winter, or spring color, watch for aphids. You can always identify aphids by their pear-shaped bodies and by the way they cluster near the newest foliage at the growing tips of their host plants. Aphids give birth to living young without mating, so populations can explode quickly. In fact, it's aphids that have been causing sticky sap to drop from pecans, oaks, and crepe myrtles over the past several weeks. Watch out for stinging caterpillars in the fall. Puss caterpillars, hag moth caterpillars, and larvae of the I.O. moth are all found in Texas. There are other stinging caterpillars. It's best to assume that something's going to sting you if you don't know what it is. Don't be touching those caterpillars. Oh, and yellow jackets also proliferate in fall's cooler weather, and they are aggressive. I don't like to kill wasps and hornets, but yellow jackets go after a child. They'll go after me. And so for those, I'll either knock the nest down or I'll use one of the long throw sprays. You have to be careful. The propellants in those will damage foliage. I'm Neil Sperry. I'll help you pick your focal points wisely in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. It's 6:52. The Texas A&M football team gets set to open SEC play at Auburn on Saturday night at 6 p.m. Here's Zach Taylor with your Aggie football report.
17th-ranked Fighting Texas Aggie football is off to a 2-0 start this year, following a 67-0 blowout win over Prairie View A&M last Saturday. Senior quarterback Trevor Knight had a good game, throwing for 344 yards and three touchdowns, but he also completed just 57% of his passes and had one interception. Offensive coordinator Noel Mazzoni was asked if the inaccuracy could have been chalked up to nerves.
Number one, there is no age scale on nerves, okay? Because I'm 60 and I'm nervous all the time. All right? So I think that just comes with the territory.
The Aggies head to Auburn this weekend to open up SEC play against the Tigers. Now, Mazzoni, who coached at Auburn for three seasons, was asked about the game day atmosphere at Jordan-Hare Stadium.
It's a good game day environment. Not as good as here. I don't want to be Rosen and them yelling, chanting my name about 50,000. All right? It's SEC football. I told the kids the other day how lucky they are. I've coached in places where there's, 15,000 in the stands, and how lucky they are to have the chance to play in these kind of venues week in and week out. And that's just another great venue in the SEC.
It'll likely be 87,000 strong when the Aggies visit there this Saturday. Kickoff is set for 6 p.m. with broadcast on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM, as well as News Talk 1620 WTAW. And that's been your Aggie Football Report. I'm Zach Taylor.
Thanks, Zach. The Auburn offense looked like its old self for at least one game. The quarterbacks were running for nice gains, the tailbacks were churning out yards, and all that rushing success translated to big numbers on the scoreboard. That performance in a 51-14 romp over Arkansas State last weekend resurrected the formula that's generated the most success for past Gus Malzahn offenses. Of course, it remains to be seen if Auburn can keep it up against stiffer defenses starting Saturday night against number 17 Texas A&M. Auburn ran for 462 yards against the Sun Belt Conference team, fourth most in school history. Meanwhile, in Aggie volleyball, former conference foes Texas A&M and Texas renew their rivalry tonight as the 16th-ranked and defending Southeastern Conference champion Aggies travel to Austin to battle the second-ranked and defending Big 12 Conference champion Longhorns. The game will be at Gregory Gym at 7 p.m. It marks the first regular season matchup between the two programs since Texas A&M departed the Big 12 following the 2011 season, although the teams did meet in NCAA second-round matches in 2012 and 2013 in Austin. In Major League Baseball,
here comes the pitch to Profar. Swinging a line drive, base hit left field. The Rangers lead. Elvis crosses the plate, and it's 3-2 Texas.
Jerickson Profar hit a tie-breaking RBI single in the ninth, and the Texas Rangers handed the Houston Astros another difficult loss by rallying for a 3-2 win on Tuesday night. Profar followed with a base hit into left field, helping AL West leading Texas improve to 15-3 against Houston this year. Meanwhile, from one knee, Adrian Beltre cleared the Crawford boxes.
Breaking ball that's hammered to deep left field, and that ball is history. There's number 30 for Adrian Beltre, a no-doubter. 30 homers, 97 runs batted in, and the Rangers lead 1-0.
The Ranger slugger dropped down to get to Brad Peacock's pitch and crushed his 30th home run of the season from a kneel Tuesday night, giving Texas a 1-0 lead over Houston in the second inning. MLB.com's StarCast estimated the homer would have traveled 425 feet if it didn't clank off the wall beyond the seats above the left field wall. This wasn't Beltre's first homer from one knee, including one in Game 5 of the 2011 World Series. It was the 443rd homer of Beltre's career, and this is his fifth season with 30 or more homers. Houston is 4.5 games back of Toronto and Baltimore for the top spot in the wild card standings. The Rangers look to take the series with the Astros in Houston tonight at 7:10 p.m. Pre-game's at 6:30, and you can catch that game on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. In the NFL, Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones isn't saying whether suspended defensive player Randy Gregory will get any playing time. Gregory is back with the Cowboys after spending time in a rehab facility. He's serving a 4-game suspension for violating the league's drug policy. The Cowboys take on the Redskins Sunday, September 18th at 12 p.m. And that's a look at your sports update brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Deals are cropping up at Normanton Tractor. That means up to $4,500 in rebates on Kubota tractors, RTVs, and mowers. And get lower prices and larger cash rebates, zero down financing, zero APR on the largest selection of farm and ranch equipment. Like the new Kubota L2501 F25 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor, 5-foot Land Pride shredder, 5-foot Land Pride box blade with teeth for $13,595, minus a $1,500 cash rebate and a $1,500 two-implement rebate. Pay cash of $10,595 and have it delivered today. Build your own package deal with the help of the Normandy Tractor team. And don't forget, Normandy Tractor has a large selection of trailers to bring your new tractor home. Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor ask, why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these? Normandy Tractor has financing to fit any budget. Experience the excellence of Kubota at the award-winning Normandy Tractor in Normandy, Texas, corner of Highway 39 and OSR, or online at normandytractor.com. Remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
In conjunction with the 14th annual Surviving and Thriving Luncheon, brought to you by the Texas A&M Health Science Center featuring Kendra Scott, Pink Alliance is excited that October 4th has been declared Paint the Town Pink Day. Please join us in promoting breast cancer awareness and prevention by painting the town pink. Wear your pink attire and stop by one of the participating restaurants, and 5% of your bill will be donated to Pink Alliance. For more information, please visit our website at pinkalliance.org.
What can inspire me?
Drive me.
What can make me the person I have the potential to become?
A thinker.
A leader.
A doer.
What can challenge me to grow?
And awaken something deep inside me.
What can ignite me?
Art can.
Make sure your child has access to an arts education and learn how the arts can help them perform in school and in life. Visit artcantexas.org today. sponsored by the Texas Cultural Trust and the Houston Endowment.
About a minute till, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Well, they're complaining in Palo Alto, California.
You know, what else is new?
Yeah, that's the home of Stanford and right there in Silicon Valley.
Are they whining about?
There are too many rich people.
Oh, it's the worst.
The booming technology economy in the recent years has fueled vast wealth creation. So that has spawned punishing increases in apartment rents and clogged small streets with traffic.
Nothing's worse than people making money.
Talk to New Yorkers.
Yeah, but they're also...